Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14 and verse 47. The title I'm going to give to this little discourse is Peter's Response. Now, I know it doesn't mention Peter in Mark 14, verse 47. But if you go to John 18, verse 10, we are told there it's Peter who does this. So I'm justified, I'm sure, in saying that Peter's response. Now, what is Peter's response? Response to what? Well, the fact that this rabble, this mob, has come out and laid hands, dared to lay hands, molest the Saviour, his Lord, his King. And Peter's not going to stand for it. And this is what we read. Then one of those standing near, that's Peter, drew his sword. You can see him, quicksilver. Here he is, drawing his sword and striking the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Mark chapter 14, verse 47. He lashed out without thinking, or thinking like quicksilver, as I say. Just thinking on the spot, and in a second, split second, he would have split the man in two. But by God's grace, he just took off his ear, and we know that Christ cured the man. But the point is this. What can we learn from Peter here? Well, he's enthusiastic. He's quick. He makes a lot of mistakes, but at least he's quick and enthusiastic and earnest. He's not altogether wise. And there's a warning here. There's a mistake made here. But you know, there are those who do nothing. They sit in the corner. They never make a mistake. They never make anything. It's like the driver who's been driving for 60 years. He's never had an accident, but he may have caused 100. The way he's driven. But Peter's not in that camp. He will make a mistake. He's not always wise, but he's quick. So there's a positive, but there's a lesson here. The gospel is not advanced by arms, by politics, by force. That is not the way. When Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world," he meant precisely that. His kingdom is not advanced, defended, or whatever it is, proclaimed or promoted by the world's methods. And evangelicals need to learn this from Peter now. Peter will tell us, this is not the way. I thought it was, but it wasn't the way. So I'm encouraged by Peter, his enthusiasm, warned by him, and of course the lesson about using the wrong methods. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, says Paul to the Corinthians, and we've got to learn that, 2 Corinthians 10. But the lesson that comes home to me in particular is that it's easier to be active for Christ, lashing out with a sword, writing with a pen, preaching in a pulpit, running a coffee store, playing a musical instrument, singing in a choir or whatever. It's easy to be active for Christ, open air work or whatever you like, Sunday school, whatever. It's easier to be active, as Peter is here, than it is to watch and pray. This man has fallen asleep. He can't watch and pray with Christ. He's going to deny Christ. He's going to desert Christ. He's going to fail. But he'll do something. He'll lash out. And this is a warning to me. It's so much easier to be active, to be busy, to be doing something, to have some kind of activity which will show that we're enthusiastic. Remember that Christ has called the disciples to watch and pray. And he will have none of this. No, he says. We don't want this. Now, it's not in this passage, but we know he said no. This is not the way to advance the kingdom of Christ. Well, there's a bevy of lessons there. Earnestness, let's have a bit of quickness about us, my brother and sister. It's easy to draw back and do nothing. But let's be careful. Let's be wise. Harmless as doves, wise as serpents, yes. Not to use worldly methods to try to advance the cause of Christ. And it's easier to be active than to be watching and praying. These are lessons enough for one simple thought for today, I think. Thoughts on Mark. May they get into our souls, my friend, into our hearts and into our lives for good, for the glory of God. Amen.